Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Luke chapter 11 and verse number 33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lamp stand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light.
When what? When your eye is good, what happens? Do you have your Bible? Ask your neighbor, where's your Bible? Where are our Bibles, sir? Can you please bring them to me? Is it this bag? Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in this church, it's important that you have a Bible, okay? All right. Other churches sell water, they sell oil, and what? Candles, whatever they sell. We just want you to have a Bible. Are you listening to me? So, how much? 885 rand. How much is Patlo? Just save your Patlo money for a couple of weeks. Okay, all these Bibles are 85 rand. So, we've got three left. So, please come and collect quickly. Amen. We've got a King James Bible, a New Living Translation, and a New King James Bible. So please make sure, come and buy a Bible, all right? I can't hear your amen, especially at the back. All right, make sure. I will embarrass you if you don't have a Bible. Amen. I'm just joking. Next thing, you don't come to church and say, Pastor will embarrass me. Sister, if someone is trying to propose you and they don't even have a Bible. Brother, if a sister is smiling to you and she doesn't even have a Bible, if I were you, I would run away. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus is coming back soon.
Jesus.
How are you going to prepare yourself for his coming? When you don't have a manual for life. You know, my parents used to have a car. And one day, I just decided, let me read the manual. Have you ever read the manual of a car? I just decided, let me read the manual. And I started seeing things that, I mean, we've had the car for years. And I discovered that this car can do things that I didn't know it could do. I noticed that you could control how fast the wiper goes and how slow the wiper goes. When I read that, I said, hey, how many things are in the word of God that we are ignorant of? That because we have not become aware of them, we are suffering unnecessarily. I thought I would hear an amen.
Amen.
You see, Christians don't like reading. That's why you see a grown man, a grown woman, with children, some of them even have grandchildren, going somewhere, sitting down, clapping hands, and they'll be spating them.
Baba, faga spate.
Okay, you don't like what I'm saying. Let me come and preach this. And they believe that if you just put that whatever substance you put in me, everything in my life will go well. Just explain the logic to me.
Explain.
Life does not work like that. You have to read. You must read. One day, one of my church members, Mukhadi, told me something. She said that someone in the area where she stays was inviting her to her church.
Take another mic quickly, one of those. Quickly, sir, quickly. Was inviting her to her church. Mr. DJ, please. What was I saying?
Was inviting her to church.
Yeah, so when somebody came to invite Mukhadi to their church, and do you know what the person said to invite her? The person said, come to our church. If our pastor touches you, everything in your life goes well. A touch. At school, you pass by reading, not by touch. Your marriage doesn't work by touching a pastor. If you have an attitude, you must fix it. And the Bible says that the Bible is like a mirror. When you read it, it starts showing you yourself, the real you. Not by just touch. But people don't want to read. That's why they are deceived so easily. If you don't have a Bible, you are risking. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Everybody here must have a Bible.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I will check every week, especially at the end of the month. I'm going to check whether you've bought a Bible. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want any of these three, who must they come and see? Who must they see? Okay, come see me. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Luke chapter 11. Read again from verse 33.
Luke chapter 11 and verse 33.
Hallelujah. Just talk, brother.
Luke chapter 11, verse 33. No one, when he lights a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light.
The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. Mm-hmm. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the darkness which is in you is not darkness. If your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when as the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God. Now, last week, I started introducing my message. And I started showing you how that your eyes can be sick. Your eyes can deceive you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Your eyes can be extremely sick. Now in the book of Revelations, we read last week where Jesus was talking to a certain church. And the church believed that they were rich. They believed that they were increased in goods and they have need of nothing. But Jesus said, you don't know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So these people, when they looked at themselves, when they looked at their lives, they thought that they were rich. They thought that we have everything we need. They thought that we don't need anything more. We are the best. But when Jesus, the King of Kings, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, came to them, he said, actually, let me tell you, you are busy walking around naked and you think you are clothed. So many Christians, unknowingly, their eyes are very, very, very sick. And the Bible says, when
Your eyes are sick. Your whole body is full of darkness. And so I showed you Adam and Eve. How that God said, if you eat from this particular tree, you will die. So that tree represented death. But the same Bible, it says that Eve saw the fruit of the tree. And the Bible says she saw that it was good. The tree was death. But when she looked at it, she became attracted to it. She started longing for the fruit of it. She started desiring the thing that is going to kill her. The thing that will cut her life short. The thing that will make her life miserable. The thing that will cause her children to suffer. And her children's children to suffer. But when she looked at it, the Bible says she desired it. You can see that something is wrong with the eyes. So today, for a very short time, we are going to start listing the different eye disorders that you can have as a child of God. The first one is in the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
Matthew 7.
I know that by the time we finish this series, you would have discovered your own. Are you listening to me? Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 to verse 5. Before he reads, I just want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, as I hear your word, grant me the grace to hear with my heart. Tell him again, grant me the grace.
Grant me the grace
to hear with my heart.
To hear with my heart.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I don't want to fight you anymore.
I don't want to fight you anymore.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right, sir.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this one I call the mote beam eye disorder. Mote beam. Because my Bible is King James. It says mote and it says beam. The mote beam eye disorder is the first one that we are going to discuss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read it for me one more time.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye?
Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye? Let me show you what is a speck. This is a speck. Can you see it? You can't see it. This is a speck. Mamrud, can you see it? Can you see it? Agatha, can you see it? This is a what? A speck. Continue.
But do not consider the plank in your own eye.
But you don't consider the plank in your own eye. My Bible says the beam. Do you know what's a beam? A beam is this thing here going across there. Can you see it? Agatha, can you see this one now? You couldn't see the speck. Can you see this one? So this is called a pillar. And that is called a beam. Now this guy, he's got a beam in his eye. Look at how big this thing is. He's got a beam in his eye. And I don't know how.
Akitsibi.
But he can see the speck in his brother's eye. And
he says, wait a minute, let me help you.
This guy's going to pluck out your eye if you are not careful.
Hey.
Because he can't even see that in his eye there's a big thing like this. And he wants to try and help you where your eye there's a speck. Continue.
Verse 4.
Or
how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrite.
You hypocrite.
First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
First remove that big thing that is sitting on your eyes. Before you can start seeing the small, minute things in other people's eyes. Now this is a serious disorder. Can you see how sick you are? You are not looking at your own sickness. But you are fast to see other people's sickness. And these people, even their sickness is small. Yours is big. Even when you walk, you have to walk like this because it's heavy. But you can see someone else's sickness, which, I mean, is so small that if you can just blow, the speck is gone. Yours, we need to exercise for it first before we can try. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in the Bible,
more Bibling,
we see a number of people that were suffering from this disease. To learn to read verse 37 and verse 40 of the same chapter. Verse 37 to verse 40. Quickly. Chapter 11. You are in Matthew. Go to Luke. Go back to Luke and read verse 37 to verse 40. Luke chapter 11. Quickly, sir. I'm running.
Luke chapter 11, verse 37.
Yes.
And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it.
Come and use mine that doesn't need.
Verse 37. And he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled.
So pause there. A certain Pharisee invited him to dinner. Who is this person? Who is being invited? This person is inviting who? I can't hear you.
Jesus.
Who is Jesus? He's the Son of God. Who himself is also God. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is talking about Jesus. The Bible says that there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So this Word is Jesus. The Bible says, and the Word became flesh. So this Word is
Jesus.
Now this guy is inviting Jesus into his house to have dinner with him. Continue.
Verse 38. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner.
So as they were sitting down, the man put the plates.
Abia the plate.
Abia buhobe, ki buhobe angel.
And he put pap.
Abia nama.
And there was meat.
Abia gravy.
And there was gravy.
Seven colors.
Seven colors.
When Jesus saw, the man just. This guy was watching. And he said, look at this guy who calls himself a prophet. He's not even washing his hands before he eats. Who is he talking about?
Jesus.
It's not just Jesus. He was with God. Who is God? Who is the Word of God? The Bible says nothing that was created without him. This Pharisee is watching him. Jesus
said,
look at the guy looking at the speck.
ubona phoso.
Continue.
Verse 39. And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness? Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also?
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands for the word of God. I like this scripture. Put your hands well, please. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you become infected by this disease that I call the mote beam disorder, what that does to you is that it makes you religious.
Religious.
Somebody say religious.
Religious.
In other words, you are a Christian, all right? But the impact of the word of God, the impact of the spirit of God no longer exists in your life. You have become religious. It is now just a... Oh, sorry, I forgot about you. You want me to start again?
Amen.
The impact of the word of God.
Lintula Mudimo.
The impact
Lintula Mudimo.
Of the spirit of God.
Moya wa Mudimo.
No longer exists in your life.
Gao saba gona bophilong bya gago.
No longer exists.
Gao saba gona.
You are just now a Sunday Christian.
Onoba mo kreste wa sontaga fela.
When it comes Sunday,
Otsia Bible.
You smell nice.
Unkhamonati.
Your shoes are shiny.
Di tlhakotsaga go di a phatsima.
Your hairstyle.
Hairstyle ya gago.
I don't even want to go there. But you have just focused on the facade.
Se o se bontshang ga se sona.
But inside,
ka mogare.
Oh Jesus.
Jesus.
Kolela Jesus.
Have mercy.
You have become religious. You have no relationship with God. That's why the Pharisee was sitting with the creator of the heavens and the earth and could not see. His eye was diseased. His eye sees specks. They don't see the truth. They don't see life. They don't see power. He's diseased, sick. He's become religious. So when you are infected by this eye disorder, you become religious. No relationship with God. You don't know God. God doesn't know you. You visit the church when you have time. No, nothing. Even when you're praying, hey, Father, hey, Father, Father, Amen. No emotion. You don't know who you are talking to. Paul visited a certain area.
Paul uile ayetela tulo engwe.
I believe it was in Thessalonica.
Nego
and those guys,
Batubao,
the Bible says,
Bible iri,
they were praying to the unknown God.
Bane barapela mudimu o ne ba samotsebe.
Like they literally even wrote it.
Bane ba ile ba
kwetsi. When they were praying, they say we are praying to the unknown God.
Bangwetsi barapela mudimu o ba samotsebeng.
This disease makes you so religious that you are like these Thessalonians who are praying to an unknown God. Now, I was also religious. Do you know what attracted me to church for the first time in my life? When I was a young boy, when I was in primary school, some of my friends were going to church. And this particular church, they used to like to have outings. Picnics. Soccer outings.
soccer outings.
And I went there not because I was hungry for God. I went there because I want to go play soccer with them. And to go eat their food with them. I was religious. I had no clue about who God is. Now, a friend of mine got married. Pastor Temba, you know him.
Pastor Temba.
And he got married in 2006.
2006.
When I went to his church, I remember my words. It was Sunday. I was sitting with a friend of mine. And because Pastor Temba is a pastor, everyone who was coming to talk in his wedding was a pastor. And you know when you give a pastor a mic, he will talk. So we said his reception ended at midnight. I was even falling asleep.
Reception
pastor after pastor. Then the next day I was sitting with my friend. And I said, I have had enough church to last me for the next 6 months. This is what I said.
6 months.
I have had enough church to last me for the next 6 months. In other words, I was telling him, for the next 6 months I won't be going to church. These people, they've taken all the church that I need to go. Religious. I didn't know God, but I was going to church. So when you become infected by this thing, it's dangerous. Because many of us sitting here, we have become religious. Do you know what Jesus said? He said, man shall not live by bread alone. But by your word, man shall live by the word of God. When I don't hear God speaking to me, I don't feel myself. In fact, I become depressed. I need him. But you find the religious Christian, they look the part, but they once heard the voice of God in 2002. Or in
March.
Since lockdown happened, that's the last time you saw God. I know you won't say amen. It's all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says the word of God is a mirror. So as I'm preaching it to you, I'm showing you a mirror. Okay? Better look at yourself. Say amen. I can't hear you. And begin to do self-correction and self-adjustment, because Jesus is coming back. I said he's doing what?
He's coming back.
One pastor said he might come back in the next 3 years. And he said if he doesn't come back in the next 3 years, he'll come back in 6 years. If he doesn't come back in 6 years, he'll come back not more than 10 years. Hey! Me, your pastor, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for Jesus to come back. And I'm your pastor. You, Mr. Religion. Mrs. Religion. Oh, I feel for you. That's why I've brought this mirror. So that you can look at yourself and see that you have a huge thing in your eye, so that you can remove it. So when he comes, he will recognize you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So the impact of this disease or this disorder is religion. Now, Jesus said to this Pharisee, he said, you hypocrite.
Luna, the hypocrites.
I love the word of God.
Kirata lentsula modimo.
Thou hypocrite. Do you know? know what hypocrite means?
Now hypocrite.
It means that you are an actor. It means that you are a pretender.
Why get this, sir?
Many Christians have become pretenders. Many Christians have become actors. Say amen. I'm preaching the word of God. The fiery word of God.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor. Say, you look like you're an actor. Are you an actor? I think I've seen you on TV. No, ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. You look like... Wow.
Wow.
How scary. This is Jesus, the King of Kings, talking.
Okay, Jesus.
He's saying to this Pharisee, you have become a pretender. You have become an actor. You have learned. Brother, what were you singing? You are Yahweh. Play for me. Play, brother, fast. And sing it for me the way you are singing. You are Yahweh. So you have learned to stand with us. You have learned it. Mr. Pretender. Sing, brother, I can't hear you. You have learned. You have even learned how we speak. Jesus. You have learned it. You've learned how to dress. You've learned how to walk. You've learned. Dignified person. Lovely person that you are. Sing, brother, sing. But when God looks, He sees a pretender. Thank you, my brother. How do I know you're a pretender? If only I can be a fly and follow you outside those gates. Then you manifest the real you. When you take out your church clothes, you are taking out your pretense. You are coming out of your stage, your act. Job. You've seen the real person now coming out. In church, but when the real come, you bow down. We even ask ourselves, how does your leg do that? How? Hey, Tolong, I don't laugh, Tolong.
Ray Putin sa horilu, look on a beango, it's a seo zira.
Oh man.
Man.
The pretender. From Sunday after church. Do I still have time?
Hotloha, Sontaha, ka.
From Sunday after church to Sunday morning, if the weather is okay. There is no sign of godliness in your life. No sign.
No sign.
To speak that the word will come out of you. Just to say, my friend, I was so blessed by the word. Let me tell you what I've been reading. You can't, because even to have a Bible, Dololo. You are original pretender. Original.
Why get this, sir?
Why has your walk with God become pretense? It's because your eyes are sick. You've got a huge thing sitting on you here. And you don't see what is sitting in you. You only see what is sitting on other people. That's why you don't have any close relationship with God. Because you are blinded by this big thing that is sitting
on
you are not convicted by anything. The Holy Spirit doesn't convict you to pray. The Holy Spirit doesn't convict you to read the word. We have been building God's house. You see, we call this a church, but Jesus said, the Bible says that the house of God is a house of prayer. So God calls his church his house. When people were misbehaving in the house of God, Jesus took out his belt and started chasing them. He said, my father's house. He called it my father's house. We were here for 3 weeks to a month. You didn't even put one spade, even one spade. This is what I'm doing.
Don't make me angry.
Pretend.
Why get this?
Even 1 cent to contribute as the house of God. It's the house of God. I want to be part of it. The house of God. Even 1 cent. I told you one guy said, Pastor, I don't have anything. I want to give, but I don't have. Let me buy you a time. Even some, you see, the heart. The heart. Some of my ladies were working here. I said, no man, sit down for a while. They said, no pastor, me, we like to work. I said, sit down. I was even encouraging them to sit down. You see, now you're no longer saying amens. Let me continue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When this disease, the moat beam disease, comes upon your eyes, you develop what is called self-righteousness. Somebody say self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness.
Now what is self-righteousness?
Ki ingi self-righteousness.
It means that
you
have concocted your own image of what is righteousness.
Wena o dirile se.
And you are living by that. When you look at the dictionary definition of the word self-righteousness, it says it is a righteousness that is not founded on anything. In other words,
come on, so man,
your righteousness is not sitting or is not based or is not rooted in the word of God. I can't hear your amens. You've lost your amens. So if God has made a manual for life.
Hey,
this manual is too big.
Manual No.
I want this one.
Give it ena.
I want this one. This one's too big.
Ena.
And then you start writing your own righteousness. I like that one.
I like that one.
What that means is that you are no longer looking at God's mirror, where God will show you the real you, the real spots in your life. But now you deceive yourself with your own righteousness. Listen, the Bible says God is not mocked. What you so, that is what you will reap. When you sow destruction, you will reap destruction. You will not go to heaven with your own righteousness. You cannot have a relationship with God with your own righteousness. Your righteousness must be based and founded in the word of God. You don't like what I'm saying, don't you? Can I hear a proper amen?
Amen.
Your righteousness must be founded and based on the word of God. It's important. That's why Christians like just to touch your screen. When the pastor just says, touch your screen, they love that one. Because they don't want to look at the mirror, which is the word of God. Because when you read, you start seeing that I'm sick. I've got an eye disorder. It starts talking to you. The word starts cleansing you. The Holy Spirit will start convicting you. The Holy Spirit wants to correct things in your life. So that when God looks at you, He sees the spitting image of Jesus Christ. But now when God looks at us, He doesn't see the spitting image of His Son. When God looks at us, He sees people He cannot recognize. He doesn't see the light of God shining in your life. He doesn't see the love of God shining in your life. You know, I've learned something about God. Am I preaching? Every time I read the Bible, the Bible says that the disciples were in a ship. And Jesus came in the middle of the night, walking on water. And the Bible says something that I find to be very profound, that tells us about the nature and the character of the God that we serve. The Bible says, Jesus acted as though He's going to go past. Then the disciples called Him. Then He changed His direction to go to the ship. I said, God, why are you like this, man? In other words, God wants you to desire Him. God wants you to long for Him. God wants you to love Him. That even though God may be coming to you in the morning to tell you that He loves you, the Bible says that when we sleep, God comes in the night and He sows an instruction in our hearts. That's why many times when you wake up with a dream. It is God who has sown it into your heart. If you have no longing for God, and even though in His calendar He had planned to come and visit you, to talk to you, to encourage you, to bless you, if He doesn't find that longing, if He doesn't find that desire for Him in your heart, He will pass. So me personally, I'm in the process of teaching my heart that even when I'm sleeping, it must be crying for Jesus. One day I was sleeping. When I woke up singing a song. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only in your will that I am free. Then it says, Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. My heart, I was sleeping. When I woke up, my heart was singing those words. I train it. Because if you're not careful, when you wake up, you can be singing, when I get that feeling. If you are not careful.
If you
are not careful. I didn't say anything. Happiness. Don't continue singing. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. It's called the mote beam disorder. It severs, it breaks your relationship with God. Where you have, it makes you a self-righteous pretender. Do you want me to continue preaching these eye disorders? There's quite a few. We are still on the first one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do I have time? Ah, I've run out of time. God is good.
That's our word.
The mote beam disorder. Me as your pastor, I want you to be close to God. Do you understand?
Amen.
As for me, I don't care what people think of me. You see this carpet that we are using to walk on? I have felt lower than this. So, if I'm like this carpet, I'm a zero. So whatever people say about me doesn't. There's only one person I care about. When he's not happy with me, I'm terrified. When you look at me, I look like I'm a mad person. But when I look at the law of liberty, and I start seeing myself, and I start wondering whether me will I enter the kingdom of God. So even though I choose journeys that will endanger my life, let it be. Because the Bible says that there is only one thing that follows you to heaven, and that are your works that you have done for God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, I pray for you. Mamrute and I are praying for you that you will have an encounter with Jesus like never before. That you will know him. That you will love him. That you will long for him. That you will hold on to him. That you will hold on to his word. The Bible says those who love me are those who keep my word. Those who keep my word, not the pretenders. He said, Peter, do you love me?
Peter, now
do you love me?
Peter.
Peter said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And the Lord said, Peter, if you love me,
Peter,
you will feed my lambs. It's not just a self-righteous type of thing. Me, I love the Lord.
Hey,
you must keep his word. You must produce fruits that speak of your love. Let's rise to our feet. And I want you to talk to the Lord. As I was talking today, you might have seen the mirror. Perhaps you have noticed that I'm the one who's carrying this big beam. Talk to the Lord. Ask him to have mercy on you. and ask him that, Lord, please remove this big thing from my eyes. I don't want to be a religious Christian anymore. I don't want to be a self-righteous Christian anymore. You know, Jesus said to this Pharisee, he said, you clean the outside, but the inside is filthy. And do you know what Jesus said in Matthew
5?
He said, only those who are pure in heart will see the Lord. In other words, if you continue in the road that you are on with this disorder that you have, you will never see the King of Kings. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So we have to start working on the inside, washing the insides of us. That is only possible when you start looking at the Word of God, so that He can show you what is not good and He can start working in you and purifying you and making you clean before Him. Open your mouth and talk to Him. Pray.
Lord, we've heard your word.
Talk to Him, He's here.
We've heard your word. We ask that, oh Father, you work on our hearts. Pray that, Lord, you work on our hearts. Rama Shihande Kabre Hoseke Beyata. Lemere Bosia Katabayata.
This is a time to talk to your God.
Lord, we pray that you correct us. Where, Lord, we do not see clearly, we pray that, Lord, your light will shine. Pray that, Lord, the things that we don't see clearly, your light shine, and Lord, we may see clearly.
Pray. Pray, please, pray. Open your mouth and pray.
Lord, we pray that you have mercy on us and correct us, O Father. May we see, O God, the things that you are showing us. Have mercy on us, O Father. We ask the Lord, by reasons of the blood of Jesus, you wash our hearts. The Lord will see and see clearly. Mande kasabahayata krahayatis. Wash us, O Father. Cleanse us, Jehovah. Cleanse us, O Father. Resa kabaramayatis. Wash us, Jehovah. Wash us, Lord. Wash us, O Father. Cleanse us, O God. Now we'll see and see clearly, O Father. We'll see and see clearly, O Father. Wash us, O God. Wash us, my Father. In the name of Jesus. Wash us, O God. Wash us, my King. Wash us, O Father, cleanse us, purify us. Oh, mama, sahamande reboshia katana. Lord, we may see and see clearly. Rasa handele meyatis. Purify our hearts. Oh, rakande breseki ane kodele meyatis. Rande kabala bosia handele meyatis. Raka sahandele meyatis. Rende kabala bashika bahandele meyatis. Wash us, my Father. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, O Father. That when you look down, you don't be angry with us, O Father. When you look down, you don't be angry with us, O Father. But Lord, you will see your Son Jesus through us. May we be that those people that, Lord, you formed. Those people that you designed, O God. May we be like you, O Father. Your word says that you've created us in your image. Pray that, Lord, when you look down, you will see us. When you look down, you will see yourself in us, O Father. May we resemble you, O God. Have mercy on us, O Father.
Lift up your hands to heaven.
Oh,
sweet Jesus, I ask you, my King, that by your Spirit, the seed that you have planted in the hearts of your children today, by the Holy Spirit,
I ask that you preserve it. By the Holy Spirit, I ask that you water it daily. And I ask that it will produce fruits, spiritual fruits, that your children, oh God, will be recognizable by you, that they will fall in love with you, that their righteousness will be based on your word. Their righteousness will be based on Christ. Please remove the evil beams that the enemy has placed in their eyes. Please remove the beams that have set there because of ignorance. Let the blood of Jesus Christ begin to work and cleanse us. Let anything that you have not planted in us begin to be uprooted now. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the whole church will say aloud, amen.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you. It is finished.